Blog Talk Radio.
Let's get rooted in God. Rooted in God. Rooted in God. Let's stay rooted in God. Rooted in God. Rooted in God through Jesus. Lord and Savior. Good evening, my love. Thank you for joining me on another episode of God's Rooted Message. I pray everyone is blessed and highly favored on this Thank the Lord Tuesday. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just thank my Father for waking me up. I thank my Father for teaching me and strengthening me and reaching me where I am. Hallelujah. For continuing to show me His will and His way. Hallelujah. For continuing to open up my eyes. Hallelujah. Continue to allow my ears to hear His voice in different ways that He speaks to me and He teaches me. Hallelujah. That's why I thank my Father, just because He inhaled and exhaled outside of me. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, I just come to you saying thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father God. I ask you to touch me and everybody that's under the sound of my voice, from the top of our heads to the sole of our feet, Lord God. Shed your blood over us. Heal and strengthen us, Father God. Allow us to go deeper inside of you, Father God. We long for your understanding, Father God. We long for your guidance, Father God. We long to hear you, to take us to where we're called to go to, Father God. If we're doing anything that's not of you, Father God, we repent right now, Father God. Forgive us. Forgive us the strength to go back on the straight and narrow path, Father God, because we don't want to go down that long and wide path, but we want to go down that straight and narrow path, Father God. We want to gain the understanding that's due forth today. We want to gain the wisdom that's due forth today, Father God. We want to forgive that's due forth today, Father God. We want to walk in spirit and truth that's due forth today, Father God. We want to learn all the lessons that's due forth today, Father God. We heard you say, come, and we're coming, Father God. We're coming running, Father God, because we believe that He that begun a good work in us to completion, Father God. We know that you're completing and you're perfecting inside of us, Father God. So we submit to you humbly, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We all know that we ask everything through Christ Jesus' name. And we pray and we say thank you. And we seal it. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, have your way. Allow us to decrease and you can increase. Hallelujah. We want the Holy Spirit to increase inside of us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, so we can be taught the anointing that God have over our life. Now, we're focusing on what we learned in the anointing this week, hallelujah. And as I was studying, it's so many different things about anointing, hallelujah. So I'm really going to teach on it till my Father say stop. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So today's title is called, I Heard, So Here I Am. Hallelujah. I heard, so here I am. And we're still in 1 Samuel. Yesterday we was in 24. Now we in 25. Hallelujah. Just the next chapter. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And the reason we're staying with David is because David was the anointed one. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And 1 Samuel 16, hallelujah, and verse number 12, it says when David was anointed by his father, by Samuel, hallelujah, because God had came to Samuel asking, why are you still mourning about Saul? I have rejected him, hallelujah. So he told him to get up and go anoint one of Jesse's sons, and it was David who got anointed. And in 1 Samuel 1 is 16 and 12, it say, and he sent and brought him in, and now he was ruggedy and beautiful countenance and a goodly to look at. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is he, hallelujah, talking about David, because God told Samuel, don't look on the outer appearance. Man look on the outer appearance, but God looks on the inside. God looks at the heart, because God knows the heart of man. Hallelujah. See, this is a heart relationship that we have. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So God anoint us according to what our heart can handle. Hallelujah. Because David was chasing after God's heart. So David was anointed, put in a position. Hallelujah. But the anointing taught him. Hallelujah. Because in 1 John 2, and 27, it talks about the anointing teaching you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we know the anointing teaches us the different things, hallelujah, about what we're called to do and how we're called to do it. But in 1 Samuel 1, 1 Samuel 25, it read as, and Samuel died, hallelujah. We know Samuel was the one that anointed David, hallelujah. Thank you, D. So we're going to look at anointing in another different way, hallelujah. And if this pertains to you, take it, apply it to your life, and go ask God to give you deeper revelation and understanding. Because we never want to get to the point where we settle for the revelation that God releases through his vessels. We want to go deeper, ask God, how do this apply to my life? How can I take this and go deeper in the understanding? How can I study your word and see more layers of what you have released to them? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And Samuel died, and all Israel was gathered together and lamented there and buried him in the house of Ramoth. And David arose and went down to the wilderness of Paran. Now, this was just after Saul had came, after David had cut off the cloth, cut off his skirt, hallelujah, and Samuel and Saul had said that, and behold, I will that surely that you are the king and that the kingdom of Israel will be established to your hands, hallelujah, in your hands. So he was acknowledging who he was and saying that God delivered me out of your hand, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And he asked him, don't take nothing from my father's house, let my father's seed still remain there, hallelujah. And David and Saul made a promise to one another. And there was a man in Maroon who possessions were in Carmel, and the man was very great, and he had thousands of sheep and thousands of goats, and he was shearing his sheep in Carmel. And the name of the man was Nabal, and the name of his wife was Abigail, hallelujah. She was a woman of good understanding and beautiful conscience, but the man was cruelish and evil in his doing, and he was of the house of Calab, hallelujah. Nabal was an evil man, hallelujah. And David heard in the wilderness that Nabal did share his sheep. And David sent out 10 young men, and David said to the young men, get up and go to Carmel and to Nabal and greet him in my name. And thus shall you say to him that lives in prosperity, peace be both to you and peace to your house and peace to all that you have. And now have I heard that you have shearers, and now the shepherds which were with us, we hurt them not, neither did we do anything missing. Were there anything missing to them all the while they were in Carmel? So David was sending to him and saying, send to him and let him know that we kept your men. We protected them. We did not do anything to them. But he said, go in my name. Hallelujah. See, one thing we're understanding, see, David had the anointing on him. He had the boldness to send up in his name. Hallelujah. Because people knew who David was. Hallelujah. But now we go in Jesus' name, because Jesus came up out of the throne of David. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But we need to take out the flaws and the good points out of this teaching. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ask the young men, and they will show you. Wherefore, yet the young men find favor in your eyes, for we come in a good day. Give, I pray you, whatsoever comes to your hand, to your servant, and to your son David. And when David's young men came, they spoke to Nabal according to all the words that all the words in the name of David and seed. And Nabal answered David's servant and said, who is David and who is the son of Jesse? There be many servants nowadays to break away every man from his master. Shall I take my bread and my water and my flesh that I have killed for the shear and give it to men who I know not where they be? So David's young men turned their way and went again and came and told him all those sayings. And David said to these men, grind you on every man his sword. And they grinded on every man his sword. And David also grinded on his sword. And he there went up after David about 400 men and 200 abode by the staff. But one of the young men of Abigail, Nabal's wife, saying, behold, David sent messengers out to the wilderness to salute our master, and he railed on them. And then the men were very good to us, and we were not hurt, neither missed anything as long as we were covenant with them, and they were in the field. Hallelujah. So the men came and told Abigail, hallelujah, Nabal's right, hallelujah, because he's saying, who is David? Hallelujah. Shall I do this? It's been other masters that have come behind me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. One thing I want to ask you, who name are you coming? covenant, because one thing we need to understand, the anointing that we have comes from the Father God. Now, David sent them in his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And David had, if we really look at it, David had a boldness because he knew that he was being used by the Lord. But you're never supposed to do anything in your own name. Hallelujah. So he said, who are you? Hallelujah. Even though he was anointed to be the king of Israel. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So he said, you should know Saul was still the king of Israel. David had not stepped into his position yet because Saul was still living. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But David still have a representation when that's what made Saul could start to hate David, because Saul, because the people said Saul killed 1,000, but David killed the 10,000. So David's name was ringing and people knew who David was. Hallelujah. Even when your name is ringing and people know who you are, you cannot send people in your name. You always have to come in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because he said, who is David? Hallelujah. And when this came up and he said, who is David? It reminded me of Pharaoh. When Moses came to Pharaoh and he said, who is your Lord? Hallelujah. And God had to prove to him who the Lord was. Hallelujah. And this is kind of like the same thing. He said, who is David? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When Pharaoh said to Moses, who is the Lord that I shall do this? Hallelujah. The Lord had to prove to him, because one thing that we need to understand, when we ask God a question, he answers the question. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. People think because he said yea and amen, hallelujah, but he answers the question. Hallelujah. He gives you an answer. Hallelujah. Even if it's not going to happen, he still releases something to you. He releases what is due for you to hear, even if it's something that you do not want to hear. Hallelujah. See, we're not always going to hear what we want to hear, but we hear what we need to hear. Hallelujah. Once we understand it, that hearing is not about what we want to hear, but it's about what we need to hear. So I seek to hear what I need to hear. I don't want to hear what I want to hear. I don't want nobody to pacify me. I don't want nobody to try to make my ear an itching ear where I turn to every wind and doctrine and go to where something where it make my ear itch. No, I need to know what I need to hear, because it say God shall supply my needs. So if I'm hearing what I need to hear, that means God is supplying my needs, because I'm seeking his kingdom and all his righteousness, and all the things that I need are being supplied to me. Hallelujah. See, I need to hear what I need to hear. Hallelujah. So I say, here I am, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I heard, so here I am. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because my Father is speaking. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But the men were very good to us, and we were no hurt. And they were a wall to us both by the night and day, and while we were with them keeping the sheep. Now therefore know and consider what you will do, for evil is determined against our master and against his household, for he is such a son of Belial, and a man cannot speak to him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So he said they was a wall to us. Hallelujah. You know who is a wall to us? Our Father. Hallelujah. The Lord is a wall to us. So the men was telling them that David was a representation of a wall to them. And you know, when you are walking out God's will and you're living out God's will, you are supposed to be a representation of God to people. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But the only thing we need to understand is that we don't have to come in our own name. We come in God's name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We should be a wall of protection to certain people, but we shouldn't have to do it where we're trying to make them believe that we're a wall of protection, but we're just walking out God's will, and we're being and doing and saying everything that God called us to do, where we're a protection to someone and we don't even know it. But when it's time for them to speak up for us, they will let people know that they've been a wall of protection. They've been a praying army for me. They've been an intercessor for me. Hallelujah. They've been a shoulder when I needed. Hallelujah. They've been faith when I needed faith. They've been trust when I needed trust, because I seen them trust in the Lord. I seen them walking out in the Lord. They didn't say nothing to me, but they actions, because they trusted their Father that they were speaking about. They were speaking about it, but they was also living that thing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God came to Abraham and say, I will make your name great. He said that when he came to Aram. Hallelujah. And then when he came to Abraham, he made his name great. Hallelujah. But God made a covenant with Aram, and then he made a covenant with Abraham. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's letting them know, I'm going to make your name great. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But it's great when I change it to the thing that I called it to be. Hallelujah. Our name become great when it changed to the thing that we were meant to be. See, people think name is greater just by your name being known by people. No, I don't want my name to be known by people. I want my name to change. Hallelujah. I want my name to change, because one thing God is showing me, to bring change, you have to be changed. Hallelujah. So I want God to change me into what I need to be. Hallelujah. That's why I want to hear what I need. I want to hear what I need, because I know God is supplying my needs when I'm here, when I need. Hallelujah. So I'm changing. I'm making the change that I'm called here to be. Hallelujah. I'm walking into the name that he called me. Hallelujah. To be the new name. Hallelujah. Because I'm a new creature. I'm a new thing inside of him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Then Abigail made haste and took it, 200 loaves and 2 bottles of wine and 5 sheep's ready dressed with 5 measures of parched corn and 100 clusters of raisin and 200 cakes of figs, and laid them on her asses. And she said to her servant, "Go on before me. Behold, I come after you." But she told not her husband Nabal, and it was so, as she rode on the asses, and she came down to the cover of the hill, and behold, David and his men came down against her, and she met them. Now David had said, "Surely in vain have I kept all that this fellow has in the wilderness, so that nothing was missed, and all that would pertain to him, and he has required me evil for good." Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, David got to get in flesh, because he said, all these things that I have done to this man, because one thing we need to pay attention to is that David always prays to God. Hallelujah. See, when you anointed, it says the anointing in 1 John 2:27, it says the anointing teaches us. Hallelujah. Thank you. We gain from no man. But one thing we need to understand about the relationship that David had with God is that David prayed and asked everything. David got a little bit of his flesh because he thought about what he did. See, we cannot get to the point where we think about what we did and how people betrayed us. And it's hard sometimes, because I do that. God is still working on me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But I know my Father can change anybody and anything. Hallelujah. Because I have seen him do it to me in so many different areas. Hallelujah. David talking about what he did. But see, when you're walking out God's will, it's not what you're doing. It's what the will of God's doing. It's what God is doing. Because if he lives in us, is greater than he lives in the world. One thing we need to realize is that God lives in us and God walks in us. So when we are dwelling with God, because in Colossians 3:3, it say we are dead and we are hidden with Christ inside of God. Hallelujah. So if God lives within us and he walks within us, hallelujah, when we're doing things in the wilderness and the places, because David said, "I protected in the wilderness." One scripture God has been giving me, because I left out and walked out in faith and left a city and came to another city where I knew nobody. He said, "Behold, I do a new thing. Shall you not know it? Shall it not spring forth? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So he was making ways in the wilderness. What David was doing was what God called him to do. Hallelujah. See, one thing we need to understand, when we are there for people and we ask them to help us and they say, "Who are you?" they forget about you, even though you know they heard about you, because people is talking about you. You cannot go back and be like, "Well, I did this for you. I protected and made this," because God called you to do that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Don't get so caught up in what you have done and forget who you're serving. Because when God told Moses, he said, "Take off your shoes because you stand on holy ground." You have taken off your shoes and now you're living, you're walking in holy ground. You're walking in God's will now. You heard and you say, "Here I am." So now this ain't about your will. This ain't about your way. Yes, people are going to betray you. Yes, you're going to do stuff for people. People are going to come up. They're going to get prosperous, and they should help you. But they're not, because they're evil and they're wicked. You cannot envy wicked people. You cannot want their ways, because their ways is leading to destruction. Pride comes before destruction. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Don't want nobody else's ways to do things to you. Hallelujah. And he has required me evil for good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He said he required me evil for good. Good means approved of. He required evil against me. He returned evil for what was approved of from God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You have to realize this is the battle of the Lord. And more also do God to the enemies of David. If I leave of all that pertains to him by the morning light, any that urgent against the wall. And when Abigail saw David, she hasted and lighted off her ass and fell before David on her face and bowed herself to the ground and stood at his feet and said, upon me, my Lord, upon, let the iniquities be, and let your handmaid, I pray you, speak in your audience and hear the words of your handmaid. Let not, my Lord, I pray you, regard the man of Baal, even Nabal, for as his name is so, is he, Nabal is the name of folly is with him, and I your handmaid saw not the young men of my Lord whom you did send. Now therefore, my Lord, as the Lord lives and as your soul lives, seeing the Lord hath withstood you from coming to shed blood and from avenging yourself with your own hand, now let your enemies and they that seek evil to my Lord be as Nabal. Now the woman said to him, Abigail, see, Abigail was being obedient, because we have to see, and three, it say she was a woman of good understanding. She was a woman of approved understanding. Hallelujah. You know, understanding was one of the seven spirits of God. And when it talk about the gifts of the spirit, it say the word of wisdom and the word of understanding. Hallelujah. Some people just have the seven spirits, which is understanding. Some people have the gift of understanding, which is the word of understanding. Jesus was the word in flesh. Hallelujah. They just walk and the word and the understanding, God's mouth is right there guiding and directing them and giving them the understanding. It says that Jesus was filled with wisdom. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, we need to gain the understanding of what God is doing in our lives right now and how he's doing it. Hallelujah. And how God is guiding and directing us and taking us to the different places that he's taking us to. Hallelujah. And stop getting so uptight. See, the Abigail, the lady, because she had understanding, she was coming there to save her, because David was coming to slew not just Nabal, but his whole family. And she came to save it, but she also was coming there to protect David. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's the word of wisdom and the word of knowledge. Hallelujah. Understanding is just the gift of the spirit. It ain't the word. Hallelujah. I just wanted to correct that, because it came in my spirit that I had said it wrong. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And then she said, so you don't avenge him with your own hand. Now let the enemy of that Lord that seek evil to my Lord be as Nabal. He said, though, so you don't avenge him with your own hand. See, because David was going off his own will, because now he was mad that he disrespected him. Sometimes we get mad when people disrespect us, because we know how people should treat us, because we feel like if we're representing the Lord, they're not treating us wrong, but they're treating the Lord wrong, because we're submitted to them. But we have to stay humble. Hallelujah. It say, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, so at due time he will exalt you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You got to stay humble. Hallelujah. You can't take it as your hand, because you're living out God's hand. Hallelujah. You're walking his will and his way. So you got to get the understanding to know that they're not offending you, they're offending God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because you're submitted to God. You're being obedient to him. You're walking out his will. It's not your will. Hallelujah. But sometimes then you do get upset, because you be like, you know what? Now, I know they see God in me, and now they trying to play me. Some of the hood that us have grew up in, come on now, because some of us grew up in neighborhoods where we had to be hood, and God have transformed us and released us from some different ways. And I used to always say when I was younger, when I got mad, oh, I would give a person my whole name, first, middle, and last name. People knew I was serious then, because you gonna respect me. Hallelujah. That's how I felt. Hallelujah. And sometimes when you get to walking out God's will, and you know people are bringing evil just because they evil and they have wickedness out of it, you fall back into yourself like, hold on, you ain't gonna disrespect me. But you gotta realize that he that's in you is greater than he that's in the world. Hallelujah. They coming from God. Hallelujah. They coming for the God that's inside of you, the spirit of God that live inside of you, so you cannot react. Hallelujah. And God sent Abigail to stop David. Hallelujah. And now this blessings which your handmaid has brought you to my Lord, let it even be given to the young men that follow my Lord. I pray you, forgive the trespass of your handmaid, for the Lord will certainly make my Lord a sure house, because my Lord fights the battle of the Lord, and evil has not been found in you all your days. Hallelujah. So he said, so now she asked him to forgive the handmaid, because she realized that she she was one with her husband. Hallelujah. Because when you are married to someone and you know someone, you become one. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. She said she asking for not just forgiveness for her husband, but forgiveness for herself because they were one together. Hallelujah. See, she had the understanding of God, and she knew that he was a sure house because he fights the battle, because the Lord fights the battles. Hallelujah. She was reminding him that the Lord fights your battle. You don't have to fight your own battle. See, you was coming here and doing it in your hand. Hallelujah. But I'm asking you to forgive me, and I'm trying to bring you back to reality by doing the thing so God can speak through me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Who is God sending to you to stop you from fighting a battle that ain't yours? To warn you that this ain't about you. Forgive me because I was one with them people that was coming against you. I was one, but I know you a sure house. I know God is living inside of you and working inside of you. I know God is fighting your battles. I hear, because it say those who have ears, let them hear what the Spirit says to the church. See, I have ears, so I hear, so I know who you are. Don't take it in your own hands. Stop what you're doing. Say, Lord, here I am. This is not your battle. It's the Lord's. Yet a man is risen to pursue you and to seek your soul. But the soul of my Lord shall be bound in the battle of the life with the Lord your God. And the souls of your enemies, them shall he sling out of the middle of his sling. Hallelujah. He says, so your soul shall be with the Lord. Hallelujah. And it shall come to pass when the Lord shall have done to my Lord according to all the good that he has spoken concerning you. And you shall have appointed you rulers over Israel, that this shall not be no grief to you, nor offense to your heart to my Lord. Neither if you have shed blood causelessly, or that my Lord has avenged himself. But when the Lord shall have dealt with well with my Lord, then remember your handmaid. And David said to Abigail, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, which sent you this day to meet me. Hallelujah. So David realized that she was coming back to encourage him. She was coming back to be a vessel to speak into him. Hallelujah. To let him know, no, do not do this. Hallelujah. Spoke concerning you, the appointed you ruler over Israel. Hallelujah. No good. Hallelujah. She said, shall done to my Lord according to the good that you have spoken. Hallelujah. So she was letting him know, you have to continue to speak good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God have appointed you. Hallelujah. It shall be no grief to you. There's no offense to your heart. We got to stop being offended by things that people come. She say, no offense to your heart. See, David was a man that was chasing after God's heart. So God didn't want his heart to be offended. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because offended is one when it's talking about the sower and the seeds. Hallelujah. Let me go to it right quick. Hallelujah. I didn't have it marked off, but it just came to my spirit. And it's in Matthew 13. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When it's talking about the sower and the seeds. Hallelujah. And then 19, Matthew 13, 19 says, the one who hears the word of the kingdom and understands it not, then comes the wicked one and catches away that which is sown in his heart. This is which receives seed by the wayside. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But to him that receives seed in the stony place, the same as he that hears the word and knows it with joy and receive it. Yet he has no root in himself, but endures for a while. But for when tribulation or persecution arise because of the word, by and by he is offended. See, you are offended when tribulation and persecution comes because of the word. Hallelujah. So she said the words that you were speaking, continue to speak it. She said, don't let offense come to your heart. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because the God will repay you. Hallelujah, because he's the God of Israel, and he don't want you to be led astray. And he say, blessed be your advice, and blessed be you, which have kept me this day from coming to shed blood, and from avenging myself with my own hands. So he was saying, blessed is you from stopping me from shedding blood and avenging something with my own hands. God wants you not to do it with your own hands. God wants you to trust him and believe in him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that he is guiding and directing you. Whatever you are offended by, hallelujah, guard your heart with all diligence, because out of it comes the issues of life. Have a root in God in that area. This show is called God's Rooted Message. Are you on a stony ground where you don't have no root? Hallelujah. And when persecution and tribulation comes, you get offended. Hallelujah. I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. We're going to come closer to God. Hallelujah. We're going to continue this tomorrow. I thank you for joining me on God's Rooted Message. I pray you receive, study 1 Samuel 25, hallelujah, and see what you get out of that and what God is saying to you, hallelujah. Don't be offended. Don't try to walk out this will in your own way. Don't try to shed blood in your own will. You took off your shoes. You're walking in holy ground. You're walking in God's will and you're living in his way. Let him guide and direct you, hallelujah, and trust him. Guard your heart. God will never leave you nor forsake you. You have the victory. And he sent me to let you know, to say, here I am, Lord, and let him guide you and direct you. I love you. God loves you more. Love harder, pray harder. Hug, love, my love.